like children.
You know, both Sherry and I had the same reaction, which was you look at it and physically jump back. And that's when I refused to look when they first came in. I turned my back to it.
And even at that point, we weren't thinking along the lines of, okay, that's enough. We were all still buying it and kind of going, well, okay, if it's a, I forgot who said it. Somebody said something. If they come in a traveling case, I guess that's why they have to be small. And we were taken in by it completely, and it was funny.
What a scam, though.
Wow, great scam.
What a psycho job that guy is. I mean, he's a big fan of the show, and if he wants to be a regular caller, he's more than welcome to.
Sure.
I just think about him sitting around the kitchen table with Mom and Sis and Brother, all of them putting these nasty little dolls together for Don and Mike. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's a little oogie.
That's kind of weird.
There are a few things in this whole scam that are a little oogie, and I'm trying real hard just to ignore them right now.
But... it was a great scam. There's no doubt about it. And if you think about this, not only did he scam us and everybody listening, obviously,
right,
but all the people, this is how realistic these dolls look. Even though they were gross and they looked like little kids, mm-hmm. it was such a believable concept that we had 25 people that work here in the station, all of them with their mouths wide open just going, this is like nothing I've ever seen.
Everybody's interest was piqued. Everybody's appetite was wet. Everybody wanted to see these dolls. And then they came out of the case, and they did look like Buffy and Jody.
And just wait until we bring those babies, if you'll pardon the pun, to the NAB with us tomorrow, because those are definitely being packed with our equipment for the remote broadcast tomorrow.
Yeah, won't Kenny be pleased?
you want to talk about humiliating Ken in front of 7,000 other broadcasters and the guy that owns this station.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be the ticket tomorrow.
Absolutely. So there is a silver lining in all of this, even though there was nothing bad about it, because, I mean, what these guys did was they put a lot of effort into a little joke, and I thought it worked out beautifully.
Yeah, but, man, I just want to reiterate again, if you would have seen the amount of paperwork that they put into this.
Yeah, the paperwork was very convincing with the disclaimers and the waivers that had to be signed.
All the movies that they'd written, that they'd done special effects. And we even bought the stupid movie about the robots in France.
When I looked over and I said, hey, guys, why is there a fire extinguisher? That was the first time that I really thought, why is there a need for a fire extinguisher? And they were able to get by that.
Well, congratulations to Kevin.
Yeah.
To Kevin. He got us.
Kevin Kirby.
Boy, he got us good. And the dolls are going to Dallas with us. So now, back to the show.
Yes.
Seems that the love dolls took up a lot of time.
They sure did.
We've got less than an hour left now before we've got to blow out of here an hour early today to catch our plane with our love dolls down to Dallas.
Are we taking them with us?
No, Diana is bringing them with her.
Thank God for that.
Diana's going to bring them with all the luggage, and I'm hoping that she carries them on so that as they go through the X-ray machine, perhaps at Dulles, the guards will have to flip them open just to see what she's carrying. If there's a god, that'll come true.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could you hold up for a minute? Thank you.
Oh, my God. Security.
Get her out of here.
A great scam. You got us. And now let's get into the last hour here.
All right.
We got commercials to do again. But before we do commercials, we're way backed up because of those dolls. That's how believable it was that we had one segment there that had to be 30 minutes long.
We were a couple of dogs listening to high-pitched whistles in here. Our heads were cocked to that jaunty angle.
He got us. And we've had a lot of calls already with people asking us to make note of that for the next best of.
Oh, you bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about rerunning it tonight at 6 when we leave. That's how good it is. Let's get to one little call here that we got to break for some spots. We'll get to Buzz and the news and then right back on track with the show. This was passed over our desk a couple of weeks ago, and we just blew by it, a little item from the Associated Press. The headline says, "No singing allowed." And the story is a brief one. In China, it is against the law to sing on the telephone. That's not like one of those wacky laws that you hear about that are never enforced. That is a real law. In China, it is against the law to sing on the telephone.
God only knows what they do if you sing on the phone with that human rights bastion we know as China.
Well, we're going to find out. We've got the number of the Beijing Hilton.
All right.
What song do you think we should sing?
Matchmaker.
Oh, that's one of our favorites, yeah.
That's a nice show.
I was thinking we could do Turning Japanese, but that's not... Yeah, I'm always getting that China and Japan thing mixed up now. They look the same, but they're totally different countries. Right, college guy?
That's right. Absolutely, Don.
Your Japanese are nothing like your Chinese.
The vapors.
Hooray! right, calling the Beijing Hilton. What time is it over there? Does anybody know?
It's last Thursday.
No singing. In China, it is against the law to sing on the telephone. And then it says, believe it or not, no singing allowed.
They'd have to have quite a law enforcement department to get us over here, wouldn't they?
Well, I hope they pick up.
Isn't a hotel usually open 24 hours a day?
Maybe it's karaoke night. Where they get it all out of their system because they can't sing on the telephone.
Now, karaoke, is that a Japanese thing or a Chinese thing?
It's a Japanese thing.
And that would, so that would be in Japan, not in China.
That's right.
And they got the baseball teams in Japan. They got Sony in Japan.
Right.
In China, they got Tiananmen Square where all the riots were.
Yeah, the human rights violations.
Japan, good. China, not good.
Right.
Hello. Hold on a second.
All right. Now that you've set this up, I am dying to do this. I'm coming out of my skin getting ready to sing for these Chinese.
And folks, I'm just funning you. I know the difference between Japan and China, okay? I know the difference.
Of course you do.
Sure I do. What's the difference again, Mike?
The difference is Tiananmen Square, Sony.
Okay, thanks. Ah, Sony.
Karaoke, Mao Zedong.
Okay, one more try here. Come on, Beijing Hilton. It's got to be the right number because it's got that weird faraway ring sound.
You got sake on one side. You got crispy fried fish on the other side.
Gotcha. That's the difference. Mr. Baseball, that's Japan, right?
That's Japan. That's right.
So, and if we were going to take it to the ultimate, it would be Japan.
Funny.
Right.
China. Not funny.
I'm with you.
Oh, man.
All right. Do we have any other numbers in China?
We must be able to get through to China.
Diana, isn't there any other number in China we've got besides the Beijing Hilton? All right. We're going to have to go to break, folks.
Oh.
Hello?
Mundo Mao.
Point Tao.
Wonderful.
Matchmaker. Make me a match.
Yeah, you want to do it as bad as I do.
I love the show tunes, baby. I love them just as much as you do. And there's that fast, busy signal. Maybe I'm misdialing. I don't know. I'll tell you this. It'll be just as funny when we come back from the commercials, though.
Absolutely.
And we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Seven WJFK FM Manassas, Washington. 1300 AM WJFK Boulder.
My WJFK.
You got it. More with Don and Mike.
And thanks for listening on the Ham and Eggs Radio Network. Okay. Let's stop talking about the dumb love songs. Now let's stop worrying about the guy being in the parking lot after the show.
We're all still just reeling a little bit.
Let's try to call Beijing one more time before we go to Buzzy.
Nothing will get us out of that uggy feeling that a little show tone down.
You got it.
Wow.
Yeah, those dolls are weird. You know, I get all worked up again talking about it with Sherry because Sherry's got that way of pointing out the absolute worst part of so. You know, you could give Sherry a whole bunch of topics and she'll pick the oogiest one.
Yes, she will.
Yes, you got the magic touch. That's why we love her so much. Hello, we're still calling, trying to call China. Yeah, Sherry was pointing out how soft the skin was on the arms of the doll, the little doll skin, but then the skin of the private parts apparently was a little harder, a little more layered.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Right. You know, part of that was actually that body of the love doll, which it was not a love doll, was actually like that little canvas dolly thing that you see, you know, with the arms just hanging there.
You know, the best way to describe these dolls, I know that anybody that has a kid bought one. I think they're made by Fisher-Price. I know that Bart had one when he grew up. A doll that where you learn how to tie the shoes and you learn how to button the buttons. That was about the size of the doll, and that is what the doll looked like.
And we're all sitting here going, oh, yeah, well, it's small because it's got to travel.
Yes. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, is this China?
Yeah.
This is China? Okay.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a five, catch me a catch.
Just a spoonful of sugar
helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down.
Oh,
Well, she's getting her friends.
Boy, no. Breaking the law. It's your turn to come up.
Oh, where the wind blows, where the robin flies. La 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 la.
Hello? Hello?
These little town blues are melting away.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Point down. Hello? Yes, hello. Is this China? Hello?
This is China?
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. Braves on the warpath. Fight for old D.C.
Hello? We heard it's against the law to sing on the telephone in China.
That's why we're calling you.
We had to.
Okay? Hello?
On the Mao.
On the Mao.
Ting tong, toing dong.
Oh, yes, I'm turning Japanese. Oh, yes, I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Think so. Think so. Think so. Hello?
Well, let's try one more then, because we're not getting any response out of them.
Oh,
man, I was just ready to launch into God Bless America.
Okay, great one. Yeah. That'll be what we lay on him here.
That'll wake him up.
Good. Where's the guy? Any people with funny names over in China like Dick Hertz? We could take that bit around the world, huh?
Hello, can we speak to Harry Pitts, please? Please.
Okay, it's God Bless America, right. And then we're going to go right to the news cubicle with Buzz. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what number I've been handed. Where am I calling? Palace.
The palace?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, is this China?
Yeah.
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike show from America. We're on the radio now. We heard a story that says in China it's against the law to sing on the telephone. So we just wanted to call you and we wanted to say,
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the light with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the...
Oh, we went through to somebody else.
They're big on transferring.
Hello?
To the oceans, white with foam.
The oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. We heard it was illegal to sing on the telephone in China, so we just wanted to call in and sing some of our favorite songs in China. Okay? That's a pretty dumb law. You can't arrest me. Can't arrest me. I'm a free man in a free country, baby. Free Willie, that's what I say.
You know, why don't we get the impression that people on the other end of the line right now are looking at us, or looking at the phone, much like we looked at those love dolls.
Hello? Hello? Now, are they still there, or did they hang up on us?
I hear it sounds like somebody's there.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, they're not saying anything.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's why we live in America.
That's right.
Bye now.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.
Now, if some guys call up next week and say that they're a Chinese law enforcement squad that are coming in to arrest us, we'll know that's a practical joke.
We'll know.
If it's that guy Kevin,
yeah.
Ryan, or whatever his name is, wearing those funny glasses.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You're under arrest.
Well, you know what? As we go to Buzzy, it sounds like I haven't disconnected the line.
Hello.
It sounds like the line... Now, didn't I almost just hear someone? Hello? Hello? Let's just leave the line open. Buzz, if they happen to break in during your newscast, please inform them as to what's going on. We'll just leave the line open now.
How do you say hello in Chinese? Is it kind of like...
No, it's hello. Don't you know how to speak Chinese, Mike? It's hello. Here is Buzzy Burbank, Esquire. Hi, Buzzy. Hello. Hi.
Free news for a free people. Another German tourist has been killed in the Miami area, fourth one this year.
Florida has spent months trying to educate tourists to be careful in their rental cars, not to stop when bumped by another vehicle because the bump-and-rob technique has been used repeatedly. This time, the tourists read the information and followed it, but were victimized anyway.
The suspects, when they saw that he was not going to stop, they pulled up alongside his car, and one of the suspects fired a shot. The bullet went through the driver's side window, and it struck the German tourist in the back, and he died a few moments later.
That's a police spokesman. Florida Governor Lawton Child says he's so distressed by what's happened, he doesn't know what to say. PLO leader Yasser Arafat says Palestine is ready to recognize Israel and its right to exist, and he's ready to denounce terrorism. That's the latest news from the talks between Israel and the Palestinians. On another matter, Israel isn't saying much this evening about the report that Israel has agreed to give up the Golan Heights to Syria. That report comes from the PLO. Israel's foreign ministry says it has no information on the matter. And literacy in this country ain't what it ought to be. The Secretary of Education says 90 million Americans don't have the literacy skills they need to make it in our economic system. And he says almost half of Americans fall into the two lowest categories of literacy. Education Secretary Richard Riley says a lot of us don't even realize we're undereducated. And he says a lot of Americans have a false sense of security just because they have a job and a high school diploma. What can be done about it? Riley says schools need to raise their standards and to try to make the curriculum more interesting. And
parents must slow down their lives and give attention to their children's education.
President Clinton visited a government warehouse today to make a point about government paperwork and government waste. He was also there to push the new Reinventing Government plan, which he says is just as important as health care and other pressing issues. Among the items in that warehouse, aspirin and insect repellent, especially manufactured for federal employees. The stock market down today. The Dow lost 18 points. Decliners led gainers by nearly 3-1. Volume was heavy. The S&P lost nearly 2. NASDAQ lost 8.5. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times for the stripogram industry. That story in sports next. This buzzcast brought to you by the Western Union phone card. This is the Don and Mike Show. In sports, rain is still holding up the U.S. Open. Today's schedule called for 4 quarterfinal matches, 2 for the men, 2 for the women. No day games in baseball today, but owners are meeting in Boston to choose a new commissioner. Candidates include George Bush, General Colin Powell, and NBC sports producer Dick Ebersol. The front runner is acting commissioner Bud Selig of Milwaukee. The odds are out for Sunday's games among the picks. Washington, a 10-point favorite over Phoenix. The Giants, a 10-point favorite over Tampa Bay. Dallas gets a 4-point spread over Buffalo. And Miami's expected to beat the Jets by 9.
Hats off to Mike. Here's the best way to describe those love dolls. It's Chucky. Have you ever seen that movie, Chucky?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very scary.
If you can picture Chucky with a big penis.
Hold it, Jack. Chucky's back.
That's exactly what those dolls look like. Can you tell we're still stuck on those dolls, folks?
I'm Chucky, and look what I have now.
I have nightmares about those dolls.
Giddy up, Ken.
Oh, God.
And tomorrow night, Ken Stevens will be having those nightmares.
Yeah. Finally, times are tough. A lot of businesses are struggling to stay afloat, and the stripogram industry knows that better than anyone. The owner of Teletees in Boston says business is down by 50% compared to 2 years ago. But in the stripogram business, the economy isn't the only factor. The owner of Teletees says people are paranoid about sexual harassment charges, which means the stripogram guys and gals are doing a lot more singing and a lot less stripping these days. There is one exception, however. Our guy at Teletees says there's one stripper that still does well. A stripper with a surprise at the end of the act that might remind you of the movie The Crying Game.
Speaking of.
Oh, man, more nightmares.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. We'll see when we get back from Dallas, my friend.
Have a good
Don and Mike on WJFK Washington.
Don and Mike on WJFK Baltimore. Don and Mike on KB Radio. Don and Mike on Ten Talk. Don and Mike on WIOD. Don and Mike on WLAS.
The Don and Mike Show continues.
Okay, we are back. We got just 30 minutes left before we have to hightail it out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Get a plane down to Dallas. Let's see who's calling right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, have you guys already picked out your bits you're going to play for 67?
Have they picked out the bits? Billy, yes, the bits have been picked.
Oh, man.
The bits have been picked.
Do the Celebrity Pokes one.
Celebrity? Oh, that ran pretty recently. Didn't that run just like a month ago?
No, I've been listening for it. The original one?
Yeah, the original Celebrity Pokes?
Yeah.
All right. Billy, I don't know. Do you think that ran recently enough to run that again?
I think it was a while ago. We certainly got bits that ran quite a bit longer.
I think we've got... What did we pick for today, Billy? We got some Charlie for between 6 and 7 tonight. We got a particularly good argument, I think, between Frida and I about money and something else. What do we have? Here now is Billy Reed, who with his own limited way will tell us what's coming up next hour during the best of. And folks, no need to worry. Billy will not be doing the actual hosting. Buzz and Cherry are going to be doing all the talking next
Thank
hour.
Thank God.
But Billy?
Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, one of our bits will be It's All Relative.
Okay, It's All Relative. That's a good one.
Okay.
We haven't done that for a long time.
Another bit will include the Frida about littering.
Very good.
You're littering.
Yes. Now, that was a good argument when I was caught littering at my mother-in-law's house. I threw a whole bunch of garbage right out
in
front of her house.
And a discussion about unconditional love.
Okay. How she loves me unconditionally, that's right.
And now you're going back in the volumes, the volumes of taped information.
And was
that correct?
Wasn't it Charlie calling for a product or a woman?
It was Charlie calling about tarot cards and big women.
See, now that sounds to me like a grade A 6 to 7 hour.
Very festive, very festive hour.
Okay.
Look, I was on the day of the Celebrity Post. I didn't get a chance to tape it, and I'd like to.
There's the rub. That's why.
Oh, the guy who had sex with Jenny Jones.
Selfish reasons. The guy who had sex. Oh, you. I remember.
Oh, we don't believe you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. All right, concept too much for him to handle it. Here is the hotline. Hello, hotline.
Hi, Sugar Bear.
Hello, honey.
I have a good trip.
Oh, man. Oh, are you just getting out of playing tennis?
Yeah.
Did you miss the surprise of a lifetime?
What?
You're not going to believe it. You know the Love Dolls?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a scam.
A whole big scam. We were taking hook, line, and sinker.
It was one of our psychotic listeners, but he went to such... You know what else I think? They even had engraved name tags that had the logo of the company on them.
Yeah, engraved.
Wait
yeah.
a minute. So how could it be a scam? I mean, did it come by with dolls?
Yeah.
But they were little kids' dolls. They weren't real
dolls.
Oh,
my gosh.
No, but, honey, they were like the... You know that Chucky doll from that movie Chucky?
Yeah, but...
They were about that size. They had kids' faces, but they had female parts, and the dolls talked. The dolls, like, said, "Oh, Kenny, giddy up, ride me. Earl, you're my stallion."
And when we saw these little Love Dolls, Frida, we actually still thought it was legit.
Well, but you called them original.
Right. Oh, no. The guy had some elaborate scam with a 1-900 number that was supposed to be in Seattle, Washington. He had some call routing system where he could have, during our show, any calls that were supposed to go to this business in Seattle would be rerouted to his house.
Hats off to him.
Yeah, he's one of our fans. He's the guy. Were you listening that day, honey, when we read the Bell graph, that somebody had gone to the trouble of making a graph of the different kinds of people that listen to the show?
No.
Well, that was him.
I think you should hire him.
Well, it was a great scam. We're still flipped out about it.
Oh, wow.
It was oogie. It was a great scam, but it was a little bit oogie, too.
Well, I mean, does he have a job or a life?
He works for the defense. I'm not too exasperated over this. He works for the Defense Department.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah, mucho scary. Well,
I haven't pulled something on those people in Miami.
Oh, hey.
Man,
that's a beautiful... For Neil Rogers. Oh, God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll contract him and we'll have him take care of that.
Yeah. I mean, my feelings are getting hurt by these people.
Why? Who? What? Oh, in Miami?
They're afraid to pick on you guys, so they're picking on me.
When we came on today at 2, we do an extra hour here in Washington, D.C., a little warm-up before the national show starts. We took a couple of calls, and those idiots in Miami have got nothing better to do than make fun of my wife.
First, they called me a dyke before, remember?
Yeah. And now they're saying that she's the voice of olive oil.
Oh, Popeye.
Yeah, that takes a lot of guts to make fun of a guy's wife.
I think that's a good idea, getting our good new friend Kevin Kirby on the case.
Well, it sounds like Neil Rogers might have, that guy in Miami might have some use for those dolls, as a matter of fact.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, listen, you be especially good when I'm out of town, okay?
I will. Is Billy spending the night with me?
Yes, Billy is.
Oh, good.
And, of course, I only mean that in the platonic way.
Yeah.
I like having a man in the house.
My bodyguard. He's Kevin Costner, and I'm Whitney Houston.
Yeah. And if I come home... If I was to ever, well, never mind. It would. I mean, I was going to say, if I was to ever come home and find you in an embrace with Billy.
Oh, man. The question would be, who would get the gun turned on them first?
Me. I wouldn't bother killing you guys. I'd just blow my own head off. Yeah, yeah. Billy's going to come stay with you.
He's got to promise not to keep me up all night chatting. That's Billy.
Yeah, don't worry about that. All right, honey.
Boo-boo, I wanted to tell you, too, I talked to an orthopedic doctor today. Because my finger got hurt, uh-huh. But while I was there, I asked him about Bart playing football, and he told me that...
Oh, stop it.
No, if you let me finish, he told me the most injuries he sees on kids are from soccer, so not to worry. And then the second was softball or something. So
my son really wants to play football. He wants to play peewee football badly, and I know that you probably think that I'm the kind of dad that's like, because I love football so much.
And you're already named him after a player.
Yeah, come on, play football, be a man. But I'm not going to push him that way. If he wants to play peewee football, he can.
Right.
If he wants to play soccer, it's okay. But the problem is you got mommy all the time saying, oh, you're going to get hurt if you play football.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I just try and look at it unemotionally. That's why I asked an orthopedic doctor. I got a good answer, and so, I'm not going to sweat it.
You get more injuries in soccer because of the equipment factor.
Well, I don't know, but when they're playing football and they're in third grade, they're kind of too little to really damage each other.
Yeah,
you know.
That's going to be great. So you're going to let him play? Mommy's going to let him play then?
I was always going to let him, but then I will support it now.
Good. And I'm thinking about renaming Bart. I love the name, but I'd like to name it Todd, after Todd Marinovich. Because I'm hoping that Bart will be the next Robo-QB.
Got to be that special diet and everything.
Yeah. Hey, I love you.
I love you too. Can Bart say goodbye to you?
Of course. I love you. Hello, big guy. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Daddy.
Yeah.
I got a Green Bay Packers book.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He's my boy, isn't he? Oh, did you get that at the library today at school?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? How was that first big day of school?
Good.
You know what question I'm going to be asking you every day now?
What?
What did you learn today? Come on, remember, you got to give me a real answer. Tell me something you did in school today besides recess or gym or football.
I didn't do gym.
Okay, well, tell me something you did in school today.
We learned.
See, now this is, if you got a parent, this is a real P-I-I-S-E-R. I had to turn the microphone off so we wouldn't hear that.
Right.
That's the toughest part of being a parent.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you too well for a minute.
Daddy said a word I didn't want you to hear. You send a kid away to school.
Right.
Regardless of if it's kindergarten, if it's first grade or college, they come home, you want to hear, what'd you do in school? And you sit there with the kid for an hour, and the kid goes, I don't know. So I find it's good to ask him. What you did in school today. Just something. Come on now, serious.
I went for a half hour, and I finished the Green Bay Packers book.
Okay, what was the Green Bay Packers book about?
It's just stories.
Stories about who?
The Green Bay Packers.
Really? Name somebody on the Green Bay Packers.
Or soccer.
Who's a coach?
Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi. But did you learn anything else in school besides football today? Did you have any real classes?
Art.
Art. Did you have a science class today?
Uh-uh.
Did you have a history class today?
Uh-uh.
Math?
Yeah.
Math. What'd you do in math class?
Just learned about, like, if there is a 543, the 3 would go in the 1s, the 4 would go in the 10s, the 5 would go in the 100s.
See, and parents out there, there's your payoff right there.
Bingo.
Doesn't really matter if you understand what he's talking about.
Bingo, that's right.
All you know is that, and I didn't understand you.
I certainly didn't know.
All I know is that 543, the 3 goes in 10, the 4 goes, yeah, he's learning some math.
Sounds good to me.
That's all I want to know. I'm proud of you, buddy, and I love you. You take care of mommy for the next couple days for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, give me a kiss. Mwah. I love you.
I love you, too.
I'll see you on Saturday. Okay, let me talk to Mama again.
Okay.
And have I mentioned Saturday, the great time I'm coming back to?
Oh,
It's my mother-in-law's 70th birthday party.
That's a big one. That's
a
big... Hey, Big Frida, if I don't get a chance to say it to you, God bless you. Have a happy 70th.
At our house.
That's great. 70th birthday is a big deal.
At our house.
You'll have a good time.
At our house, Mike, with the whole family.
Good. Get you.
With the whole family. As soon as we get back from Dallas.
I'm going to buy your
Mike for WJFK.
Love those.
WJFK.
So, here we go.
I say,
Jerry. Yes, son.
Don and Mike and Diana are off to catch a plane. They've got their love dolls packed, ready to present to Ken Stevens
tomorrow.
That's right. And so over the next hour, we're going to play some of the best of Don and Mike. And in this first segment up, you're going to love it. Don and Mike get out their wacky Rolodex and make some calls. Let's go to the tape.
And this festive carny music can mean only one thing.
Oh, boy.
We're ready to spin our weird old Rolodex on WJFK.
Oh, will it land on?
Here's the numbers we have in today's game. Longtime Elvis Presley kook, Major Bill Smith.
It has been a while since we have chatted with the mage.
One of our favorite fortune tellers from Tennessee, Mr. Zodiac.
With his long, Howard Hughes-like fingernails.
The woman who believes Bob Hope is violently insane.
She's always a sweet conversation.
Sally Fox. The man in Missouri who believes he is Jesus.
Oh, boy, gosh, we called him once.
Bill Godwin. Ernie, the guy that we called a couple of weeks ago about rods and Venus.
There you go.
And then I got a couple of new ones. Dan Smith from the Uranus Society.
Yeah.
He's the guy who says Napoleon and all these other famous people in history are still alive and living on Uranus.
You can never find out too much about Uranus.
And then you have Joe Hobby, an actual joke writer for Jay Leno.
Cool.
And as the bonus wild card, the 1-900 telephone transvestite number.
That's always fun.
So you never know where it's going to land. Let's spin the wheel.
Round and round and round she goes.
There goes Major Bill Smith, Mr. Zodiac, Major Up, and it has stopped Mike on Bill Godwin.
Oh, yes.
The guy that believes he's Jesus.
Bill's always a pleasant guy to talk to. You never really know exactly what he's going to say.
Now, this will be a really quick call because we want to keep the fast-paced carnival atmosphere here.
There you go. Hey, get your cotton candy while you're at it.
Come see the Dynamite Freak Show. See the guy that thinks Elvis is still alive.
The incredible bearded lady.
See the woman that thinks Bob Hope is violently insane. Meet the man who thinks he's Jesus.
I got to redial Jesus' number.
All right.
Right after Bill Godwin, we're going to show you the amazing two-headed boy.
And you know, you could be in our show today with your freshly painted toenails on your beautiful feet.
Step right up. See the man with the beautiful feet and the red toenails that are going to be eradicated when he gets home tonight.
Good luck taking that stuff off.
I think I'll be spending 2 hours doing that tonight.
You should see Mike's toes. Big red toenails. Hello?
Calling Jesus now. Bill Godwin.
Yeah, I wish he'd just eradicate the Bill Godwin because he says he's Jesus.
Now, you'd think that he'd pick the phone up on the first or second ring.
You'd think if he was Jesus, he'd know that we were calling. I don't think Jesus would have an answering machine, would he?
No way.
Much too earthly. Much too earthly for Jesus.
All right, one more ring.
You heard it. Jesus not at home.
Bill Godwin out performing some miracles, I guess.
Back to the wheel.
Oh, there it is.
It has stopped on Dan Smith.
Yep.
A guy we've never even called before, the guy from the Uranus Society.
And this is a planet that we have always... Of all the planets in the solar system, Uranus is the one that we're always fascinated with.
We can't wait for NASA to land on Uranus.
That'd be incredible. Can you imagine the first mission to Uranus? Unbelievable.
All right, now the jokes are fast and furious.
Yes, they are.
We're going to try to control...
Are they tiresome to you?
A little bit. I think yes. They're kind of overdone.
Well, you know...
I know, to each his own.
That's why we call that guy. No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but it's kind of automatic pilot.
I know.
They just sort of come out.
Hello? I know where they come out of. Okay.
Of course. I wasn't going to say that.
Well, it's a moot point anyway, but it sounds like this guy's not at home either.
Come on, you. Wipe that smile off your face.
All right. Start the music again.
Isn't that great? We didn't even get through to the guy. We got a few out.
Hey, there it goes. And then the two people
again.
Look at that.
Oh, and horror of horrors.
Oh, no.
It has stopped on Major Bill Smith.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, man. This gentleman has never been abducted by UFOs. He doesn't study Uranus. He simply believes that Elvis Presley is still alive.
Now, I guarantee, unless he's dead, he's going to be there picking up the phone.
And he's been in ill health. We know that, right?
Which is why I prefaced that with the disclaimer that unless he's passed on,
be a shame.
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry that I'm out now, but I will be happy to return your call if you would just please leave your name and phone number. God bless you.
God bless you. Major Bill.
God bless you, Mage.
Hi, it's Don and Mike. Howdy, partner. How you doing?
It's been a long time, baby.
Give us a call if you get a chance, partner. Area code 202-432-1067.
You the man.
Gotta go spin the wheel. Tell Elvis I said hi. God bless you.
All right. And the scary thing about that is that he will call us.
And round and round it goes. Oh.
Who is it?
I thought it was going to stop on the Jay Leno guy, but it has stopped on the 1-900 telephone transvestite line.
Yeah, we certainly know there's going to be something at the end of this.
Please no Uranus jokes.
Absolutely not.
All right, now, as I recall, this was a number with a...
Thank you for calling the TV meeting place.
A bunch of different transvestites.
Enterprises Incorporated. The cost of this call is $3.59 per minute.
All right.
You must be 21 years of age to use this service. There's no choice. Call up now.
No. No way.
This number will appear as MS Personals on your telephone bill.
That's good.
Please enter the year you were born using four digits.
1492.
There you go, Columbus.
And messages deemed inappropriate will be deleted.
Christopher Columbus was a woman.
Sound Enterprises Incorporated.
Oh, come on.
No responsibilities.
Come on, cut to the chase.
I hate disclaimers.
Might occur.
I hate disclaimers.
Just trying to get more of our money.
Welcome to Michael Salem Enterprises Incorporated's TV meeting place.
There he is.
Welcome.
Featuring over 500 messages from transvestites, transsexuals, famous female impersonators, psychologists, makeup artists, and much, much more.
The music really fits.
How often as new people are added daily.
Announcing that the browse feature has been redone for your listening pleasure.
All right, all right.
The main menu, press 2 to check it out. You will now hear messages in random order. If you should hear the same message, you may skip ahead to the next message by pressing the 2 key.
2.
After each message, you will have the opportunity to respond or to continue. If you wish to skip a message, press 2. Now, here are the messages.
All right.
1-0-1-1-1.
Hello, my name is Tony. My area code is 203. I'm interested in the
TV.
Take another one. When do we get one we like?
616. I'm looking for a female cross-dresser to go out in public with me and
okay.
A relationship.
We're looking for a little more flamboyant.
1-0-6-4-1.
201. Yes, my name's Mike. I'm interested in meeting sexy transsexual.
1-0-8-5-8.
608, I'm Gregory, 32 years old.
608, that's Wisconsin.
5 foot 9, 197 pounds, seeking a very feminine white TV or TS, own hair, preferably blonde. Call 608.
Own hair.
15596.
What was the number? I missed the number.
I'm sorry.
Can we hear it again? What happens if you hear it again?
To leave a message, press 1.
Well, you got it. Bring it on in, Diana.
Next message, press 2. 1-0-5-0-7-415. San Francisco area.
Okay.
And it's
about
1-0-5.
San Francisco, too obvious.
602. Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm 6'1" tall, about 180 pounds. I'm rather tall with long legs, fairly thin. I'm a bi-white male cross-dresser. I enjoy other cross-dressers, TVs, TSs, pre-ops, and TV admirers, and I'm looking for a friend.
Now, when he says TV, he's talking about transvestites, not TV like you like TV.
If he's a TV admirer, he can come to your house.
And explore fun times with admirers and...
All
1-0-7-1-8.
Hi, this is Frank at 679.
Frank.
84-1820. Old TV school. Thank you.
What was that? Was that 28?
To leave the message, press 1.
No.
To continue to the next message, press 2. To repeat this greeting, press 3. 1-0-7-1-8.
Hi, this is Frank at 679-784-1820. Old TV school. Thank you.
I'm a TV.
All right.
That's our guy.
I liked it. I liked it so much I bought the company. All right, just TVs. Call me. Bill Macy.
We came from Maud.
Hey, TVs, call me.
Maud.
I'm bored with Maud. I want a TV or a TS. Trouble me with your own hair.
We're sorry.
Oh.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Oh.
Please check the number and dial again.
All right, let me try the guy that liked TV in Wisconsin.
Maud. Maud, where did you put your evening gowns? I want to dress up again, Maud. I want to put on your wigs, Maud.
What are that guy's doing these days?
Probably,
don't answer.
There is no love boat anymore.
All right, now we're trying Gregory, the telephone transvestite from Wisconsin.
Maybe you can hook him up with your brother. Just to, you know, to go out hunting.
Well, he's got the same area code. That's what got me hooked. And, you know, if we don't get through, we're going to have to spin the wheel again.
Oh, no.
We haven't officially gotten through to anybody yet.
And yeah, there's that music. It means we're going to do some more spinning.
Yep. All right. Round and round she goes.
More.
Yeah, well. Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I got to re-spin it. All right.
There it goes.
It's going to take me a while to spin the wheel again.
Now, keep your hands out of the way.
There we go.
And
Mr. Zodiac.
Now, this guy is scary. Mr. Zodiac, I'm not quite sure what he does. We just know he's an old man that says he can see you through the phone, so who knows?
Yeah, he's been a long-time regular on our show.
Very interesting man.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there's anybody who should be at home, if it's not Major Bill Smith, it'll be this guy.
That's right.
Although this guy's probably got about as good a chance of waking up from...
Sorry, the number you have dialed, 9-4-5-1-1-7-7. Is not in service at this time.
Oh, my goodness.
You mean he changed it?
He changed it.
Mr. Zodiac! There goes the wheel again. Wow. And this time, hey, it's landed on a real wild card, Mike.
Oh, good.
Monty Hall's Let's Make a Deal line.
Love playing this game.
All right.
We're always real good at it.
All right.
This should be exciting.
Here we go. The Monty Hall 1-900 Let's Make a Deal line.
Thank you for calling the TV meeting place.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by...
Hey, wait a minute. You called the transvestite. Monty Hall's not a transvestite.
Oh, is it $3.50?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Monty, the wrong.
Monty. The wrong number. Here we go. 1-9.
Hello, it's Bill Macy behind door number 2. In the press, Maud.
7-7-3-7-0-3-3.
But what's nice is I have my own hair.
Hey, who would have thought?
Hi, I'm Monty Hall.
There you go.
Welcome to the all-new Let's Make a Deal telephone game.
Hi, Monty.
A chance to win $2,000 to go right into the game. Press 1 now.
There we go. Got it.
Here we go.
Now you have a chance to win great cash prizes at every level.
M-I-W-K-F-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a buttload for listening. All along the Ham and Eggs Radio Network. Hey, I really do love my wife. I just want to say that, even so that I hate her. I hate her, but I love her.
You just hate it when she beats you in athletic competition.
I hate her, but I love her. She's my best friend. You listening? Cook my dinner. I love you. I just wanted to say that.
You know, also, I was just going to say when we're on the road, the next time, if you want, we can hit the ball if you want to. Right?
I don't think it's a good idea for you and
now,
I to play sports together.
Why do you think that? Why?
You know why?
You
because you played
that?
Tennis in high school.
Yes,
and,
I did.
And you would kill me in tennis, and No.
I would
no,
not kill
no,
you. I would
no,
not play competitively
no,
with you.
What do I want you out there? Playing with your right hand then?
No, I play to rally, just to run, to get the exercise and to
I
do
like
it.
Playing the game, though.
Huh?
I like playing the game. Here's the thing. I like playing the game against someone I can beat. Like, I like playing against my 8-year-old son.
Jeez, what's wrong with you? We'd have a good time. We would have a good time.
No.
No, I'm sorry. I like you too much to play tennis with you, Mike.
You mean you'd get furious? You'd get mad at me?
Yes. You should see how mad I got at my wife. I think it's one of the things that makes me unique, that I am such a competitive person.
Yeah,
I hate it. I hate to lose. I hate to lose, suckers.
Look at it this way. Let me throw this at you. Let me look at it this way. We're on the road because, you know, we were talking about how difficult it is to, you know, to maintain fitness when you're on the road and you're traveling a lot. And I love to play, you know, sports where you run around. And look at it this way.
I don't do it for fitness, though.
I could give you some pointers to beat your wife.
No, no offense. No offense, please. I like you too much.
Okay.
To play tennis with you.
Right? I asked. It was just a thought for this nice little trip down to Dallas.
But I love my wife. No matter what I say, I love her. God bless you. Cook my dinner. 5.5 hours till Chevy Chase, everybody. Just 5.5 hours till the premiere of the Chevy Chase show.
Who knows what that's going to bring?
And we're going to be giving away a trip to San Antonio for someone to see the big boxing match in just a couple of seconds. Before we go to Buzzy Burbank with news, you are standing by with the news, Buzzy?
Yes, I am.
Now, there's a guy playing tennis right there.
Really? Would you?
Yeah.
All right. You know, you work out with Diana on the road, and you stop in and you call me in the morning and tell me to get on the Stairmaster, and all I want to do is bang a little ball with you.
I'll go to the exercise room with you. If you want to bond there, if you want to go to the exercise room and we'll work out together, I'd love that.
Well, I was thinking perhaps that our exercise schedules are at slightly different hours in the morning. You know, when you get up, when the crows are out, you know, the cock crows at 5 o'clock. You'd have a good time. I would make the experience such that you would not, there is no way you could get angry.
I know I'd get mad because even if we were just hitting them back and forth, I would want to play a game. Then if we play a game...
Right.